Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.
What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, the founder of Sales Culture, a B2B podcasting agency that really helps companies along with the podcasting journey. So I want to drop a quick stat on you guys that says 96% of B2B buyers want more content and input from industry thought leaders. So big question is, I want to throw out to you guys, how do you get to that space, right? And this is going to be tactics. This is not the strategy portion. This is not the real mindset and thought process I want to cover, but just to kind of set the foundation, you got to have those, right? Like, you have to make it really something that's original thoughts coming from you. I believe that's important. Another foundational piece of this is that you really have to speak to the industry and not just about your business. I've been guilty of doing that stuff in the past on sales culture and just as a salesperson in general. Like, you want to talk about what you got to offer and all these things that you want to get, kind of get out into the marketplace because you want the business, right? So I know how that feels. But the honesty and the best way to go about it is to understand the landscape and really try to provide your insight of what the best direction is based off what your clients' needs are. So, I mean, hopefully you have the best product or service in that area so you can speak highly about yourself within that landscape, but it doesn't mean that you have to tear down everyone else either. You can also promote their positive aspects, and I really think that's the best way to go about it. And so I want to jump into my three tactics about how you can become a thought leader. And starting off with number one, you can start your own niche, right? You can start your own space. Create your own space. That is one of the best ways to go about it because you separate yourself from the marketplace. Yes, you know, we're all marketers, right? So if I throw my agency in the hat as like one of the many marketing agencies out there, but I really like what the guys from Sweetfish Media did, and they created their own lane around content-based networking. Essentially, what they specialize in is really helping people launch, you know, interview-based podcast and leveraging that as a way for them to either one, talk to their idea clients so they can, you know, have these interview based podcast set up where they invite their clients on. And so that's a really cool lane that they've put together, really, where they can say, hey, we're the guys that started the content based networking programs, right? So that's one cool aspect or one way to go about becoming a thought leader. Number two, the one I love is to host a party. Like, so you just create your own platform and then you let people, and then you invite people into your house or you invite them onto your platform or on your website or on your blog or whatever other platforms that you can build up and build a following around. A great example of this is doing what Lewis Howes did from the School of Greatness. It's a top 100 podcast, but he started his roots humbly on LinkedIn. And literally, he was one of the first guys to really move onto the LinkedIn before it was this crazy networking place that is now in the space where people are sharing videos and content. I mean, back whenever LinkedIn was purely about, I only go there when it's time for me to change my job or update my resume. And so he literally went on there. It was one of the first guys to launch the sports networking group. He was trying to break into the sports world, so he launched a group. People joined the group. He's the host. He's the gatekeeper. He's the guy that everyone looks to just to see if they can get their content published to all their tens of thousands of members. And it's a great way just to be the guy, the host, and the person that people look to within the space and become that thought leader. And last but not least is this idea of really getting yourself around other influencers and playing that proximity game. So podcast guesting is a really cool way to go about that. Book yourself on other people's podcasts. You can start your own podcast, of course, and that's kind of, you know, hosting the party, but get yourself on other people's podcasts. Less time, less effort on your part. You just show up, you talk about the industry, you give relevant information, you have your own original thoughts. Disrupting thoughts, if you have any of those, are great. So, you know, like, those are just three simple ways that you can go about trying to become a thought leader. I think this is like super in time for what, you know, everything that's going on in the marketplace, because there's a lot of noise out there. So how do you kind of get heard? Well, you got to separate yourself. You got to do something different. You got to be different. So if you found this valuable, please let me know. Please, you know, tune in to more future episodes. Let me know if there's some content that you want me to comment on around how the podcasting is really evolving. You know, of course, I'm addicted to this space. So if I could give you whatever I'm kind of seeing behind the scenes while I'm building up sales culture, love to share it out your way as well. Feel free to connect with me, as always, at salesculture.work or Joe Alex Lemon on all the major platforms. Until next time, you guys be phenomenal.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.